I think the real challenge, if you're in the world today and if you're working in a sphere like I am, is to cross not just cultural barriers, but species barriers. Can one begin to think like other creatures or like vegetation systems? I don't mean that quite literally, but to try, instead of imposing our human agenda on how the natural world ought to work, to ask questions about what its own agenda is, which is very often different from the one we would like it to follow.
Give me an example of exactly what you mean. How could I think like a rhubarb, for example?
No, I don't think you could think like a rhubarb, but you could think like a root-dependent plant. Right. You could ask questions about what perspective you have on the world. I mean, the great American poet Gary Snyder once wrote a wonderful essay called Unnatural Writing, where he completely blew apart the fantastically limited perspective we have from being 5 to 6 foot tall with front-mounted eyes. And, you know, he encouraged writers to say, OK, ditch this. You know, it was just one way in to looking at the world from the other side. We talk about forests having canopies as if they're roofs over us. The canopies are the major source of life on the planet. And to the things that live in them, they're not the canopy, they're the ground. So it's making a leap of imagination into a different system rather than obviously, you know, thinking like a rhubarb.